Thanks everyone for being here for our May 5th Environmental Advisory Committee meeting. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the agenda you have in front of you?
Yes.
I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Did anyone who wasn't here at the last meeting or anybody who was get a chance to listen to the recording from our April meeting?
I did. Difficult to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could hear.
Yeah.
But my volume didn't go up. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's okay.
I do think the meeting content that you've been keeping is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a fast lane, the Cliff Notes version of what we've talked about, which
okay.
is I think is great. So thank you for doing that, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is more or less a light meeting in terms of content, but we'll have some good discussion over some items on here. As far as old business, we've got Bee City and Pollinator Week updates. You'll remember from last month, or just, I guess, bringing the conversation forward, we talked about starting out small this year in Bee City, maybe doing a couple restaurants, shops in the area, what have you. But it really didn't materialize, and we had some discussion, but nothing really came of it. So unless anybody wants to volunteer to be the champion from our side, I think my inclination is to just support what's existing and then really get our arms, get a head start next year and to make sure when it does happen. I know the ESB is working a lot with it. Do you guys have anything to share from your side, Jerry?
No. Kim is looking for volunteers
mm-hmm.
at the Garden Jubilee
okay.
for a Saturday and Sunday two-hour shifts because they're going to have a Bee City table in front of
okay.
Mia Freeman's store.
Right.
And I think she has three slots filled up between the 2 days.
Okay.
So she needs a lot more people.
And that's Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Both Saturday and Sunday.
I know three people on this committee have already.
Some from your committee have
yeah.
signed up. Yes.
And Mary Beth signed up. Okay.
And Pam and I did.
Great. Right.
Thank
she
you.
Emailed me that shift sign up, so I can forward that to y'all.
Perfect. Perfect.
Was I on it yet?
I think she just sent it to me yesterday. I think
okay, then I wouldn't have been. I've been back and forth with her today.
Yeah, I think your name was on it.
Okay.
But maybe she you have the latest copy.
Yeah, if I do, I'll send it to you, Rich.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
I guess it's a matter of course. Does everyone know Jerry and Ian from the city, the city's Environmental Sustainability Board?
We've met most of y'all.
Okay.
I don't know if we've met.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk more about some of the stuff they're working on in announcements in a moment. Does anybody, I guess at this point in time, the best thing we could do is look into volunteer opportunities with Garden Jubilee and just be supportive
right.
of the energy here locally around
mm-hmm.
that. The next thing on our list is the new member guide, and I guess first off I should apologize because I said I would send out a Google Doc, and yeah, it never happened. So that's on me, but Rachel was good enough to send basically a table of contents, which needs to be filled in, but this is the idea is to help new members come on board and ready to contribute to discussion as an appointed member of the committee. And I know that can be helpful because a lot gets talked about in these meetings, particularly since we've turned up our frequency. We've had a lot more content. So I think this would be helpful. I guess the next question is, some of these things are easy. You know, the first three, I guess, are relatively straightforward. Four and five are probably things that we as committee members can fill in, so it's not falling to Rachel. Would you say, Rachel?
Yeah, and some of it, you know, I have records of that
okay.
we can pretty easily copy and paste, probably.
Right.
Okay.
So that would be things like past topics of discussion, previous votes, previous letters of support, and then what five is basically the miscellaneous helpful documents, links, and resources. I think that's helpful. One of the things that I noticed looking at our bylaws is the secretary, is that we're supposed to have a standing secretary. I know we've kind of done a made it work with Rachel's support, so I think it would be helpful to us, Rachel, if that's too much for you, we could we'll just defer to you. If that ever becomes too much, just let us know. We can try a different strategy. There you go. It's not broken. Okay. So do you feel like, Rachel, this content can be filled in from the records you have based on the table of contents? Or how much support do you need from us to fill in information?
Yeah, I mean, some of it, like the helpful documents and content, like that could even be some of the presentations, you know,
of
some of the folks that you guys invited earlier in the year. Other helpful documents would be like the Vision 2020 plan. Some of this stuff is already readily available online. It would just be putting a link to it. And then the votes and stuff may take a little combing through of some of the past meeting summaries. So that might be something if somebody wanted to take a month or something.
Mm-hmm.
We've only met once a month for the past few months. If each person took a month and just combed through the meeting summary to make sure you pull out the votes and just copy and paste those into a document or something, that could be a helpful piece. But I think the rest of it shouldn't be too time consuming.
Yeah, okay. Good. I guess our goal would be to have it ready. Well, we don't have any vacancies right now, so there's not really a time, an urgency per se.
There will be possibly three. There are three positions that can choose to be reappointed at the end of this fiscal year, and the clerk to the board will be sending a formal letter and a reappointment option in the letter to those of you that are eligible for reappointment in the next couple of weeks. It'll be due before the end of June. So should those positions choose to not be reappointed, we could have as many as three vacancies open come July 1. So that is something to think about as far as trying to, you know, finish this document or things like that. But
can I get a copy of the old bylaws?
Yes. You asked me for that before, sorry.
Thank you. Well, I can help work on four for the 2 years that I've been on the committee and have records.
That'd be great, Jan.
Maybe just to get started.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put it up as a Google Doc?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's all that exists right now, so
yeah.
I could copy and paste that, or you could copy and paste that into a Word Google Doc and just keep going from there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. We'll just continue to add to that as we go. In terms of new business, Rachel had sent out the annual report that we owe to the commissioners annually. I don't think we, is it a hard fast? It's just best practice, I guess, Rachel, to turn in the, it's best practice to turn in the annual report. We do a matter of course every week we turn that in from the.
Is there a report from last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that in that email?
Yeah.
This is basically a summary of what we worked on to the commissioners in the past year to the chair, matter of fact.
Did you ask me if there's a format?
No. It's required by June, right?
Yeah, it's in the bylaws just to be turned in by the end of the fiscal year, so that's June 30th.
Right, okay.
So it can be as detailed or as much as you want to put in there, and since you've had two successful letters go through to the commissioners this year,
mm-hmm.
be very easy to just copy and paste one or two summary paragraphs from those, and then maybe cover some of the other original topics that you discussed.
Okay.
You know, kind of starting out at the beginning of the fiscal year where we did the exercise of kind of categorizing the different topics and then just kind of going from there.
Okay.
You know, a lot of that is going to go right into topic four when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
Why don't I go back and do the year before that?
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
That would be nice.
Yeah, great idea. Okay.
Jen, let me know if you want some help.
Okay, well, I'll put it up and you can read it and see where you can fill in.
I know the part of the last year.
All right. Now, do you all want me to send you a copy of that before it goes? I don't remember if Pam did that last year or not, or if she wrote it.
The timing happened last year that she sent it to me. Let me see if there's a date. Yeah, she sent it right before we turned it in to
okay.
the commissioners. And
gotcha.
It wasn't like a formally presented document. I just sent it to the clerk, and she made sure the commissioners got
okay.
a copy of it.
Sounds good.
So if you wanted to do an electronic vote of it, you could, or
mm-hmm.
you could all put your trust in your chair and that. Another
watch
summary.
Out. Okay. Well, we can. I'm happy to send it out, and if you guys, you know, want to have a vote, that's fine. Or we can just say, yeah, it's good to go. I guess some of it's. We could potentially talk about it at our next meeting if it happens the first Thursday, and then go from there.
So do these exist for every prior year? This is 2015.
I haven't seen them prior to 2015, but I can look again. Pam was the chair the year before, so I don't think I was part of it.
Yeah,
I'm
think
not
last
sure.
Yeah, that one says you were appointed after Megan.
So I'll look again, but I don't have a recollection.
Good, I mean, because that's an obvious thing to have like a link to in this document,
mm-hmm.
or in our...
Sure.
And if it had them like back, I mean, this basically accomplishes everything you want to know,
mm-hmm.
other than the bylaws. If it was somehow you could get to it, like when I joined, if I just could have read this, I would have understood what was going on much better.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. So I'll get working on that and get it out to you guys. For real this time, it's not a false promise like the table of contents we talked about last month. I'll get that one out. Bandwidth being what it is. So next on our list is just announcements. The Environmental Sustainability Board, which Ian and Jerry are part of, that's the 19th, is that right, of this month?
Yes.
Yes.
At 4 o'clock. Okay. And that's at the City Operations Center. And one of the things that you and I talked about the other day was a litter campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the city. So I think anytime we can go and be a part of that, I think it helps us, you know, coordinate, but also have a stronger voice in
right.
our community. So I'll be there on the 19th.
Okay, because we're going to have the young girl from the high school who presented this program to Tom Wooten.
Okay,
it's
great.
To adopt a city, a street, or a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like adopt a highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked also to Matt and Shrew, and they're very interested in getting involved with it too.
Okay.
Because litter is really a major problem everywhere you look. It's terrible.
Sure. Okay. That sounds good.
I have two related questions for Rachel. First is, what is this? Isn't the county? Have they already done it, or are they still in the process of doing the budget for this coming year?
So the budget was presented to the commissioners on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
and we have a day-long budget workshop pretty much coming up at the next board meeting, which is May 18th, at which time the commissioners will have reviewed the budget, which is at this point just 211 pages.
Is it public? Can we see it?
It is online. Uh-huh. I can email you the link.
I think that'd be something good to go into.
Yes, absolutely.
Our email.
Absolutely. And it's broken down not only by department, but by anything that's funded by the county, even if it's like a partial funding situation. Like, court services or DSF are partially funded by the county, the state, and federal government. So
I think we'd be particularly interested in the environmentally related things.
So
everything from the...
But I will send you that link, too, just so you can peruse it. But the commissioners will have reviewed the budget that they were presented, and then that day-long workshop on the 18th will be a chance for them to provide direction to department heads and departments on how to manipulate what they've presented. And then the budget is supposed to be formally approved by the commissioners by the end of the budget year, which is June 30th, and will begin July 1.
So is there a vote on June 30th,
yes.
or can they could vote on it any time between now and
then? They could vote on it the 18th if they wanted to.
And they might
have to vote on it before the or by the 30th. So there's a meeting, there's the May 18th meeting, and then there'll be an early June meeting, and then a mid-June meeting. So they have three opportunities to make the vote. So that's question number one.
The second was, I was talking to Dave Hazard. He's a planner for the city,
mm-hmm.
and he mentioned something about them doing, they're going through some kind of study phase for like some sort of bike master plan ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's some sort of online portal where you can go on and like give it information, and they take that data into account when they're trying to figure out what should be
mm-hmm.
projects in the future for dedicated bike lanes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had gotten more information from Dave. Or maybe when he emails me more information, I'll pass it to you and you can provide it to everybody
mm-hmm.
or something. Do you know anything about this?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's like a bike ped plan. Do you
know?
Something.
I know a little bit about it.
You guys can sit at the table and use the microphone so I can record everything.
Yeah, sit up here so we can hear you. Because I was just rambling about it. I don't know exactly what it is. I was actually asking if anybody knew what it was.
So it's with the city of Hendersonville. And there's, it sounds like there's three components to it, that there's an opportunity for public input, and then there's an interactive workshop, and then there's a like, final or closing presentation. And it sounds like it's just for the city, but it is having to do with creating either more bike lanes and or more, you know, safer routes, and just greater awareness, and just you know, starting and furthering the conversation regarding just this city becoming more bicycle friendly. And I have a flyer, and I meant to bring it, and I didn't, but I'm looking, trying to find that information out online right now. That's about it.
When you find it, send it to Rachel,
okay.
and she'll provide it to us in the,
right on.
In the next email she sends.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
And so I guess back to the budget. We'll just look through it and see if we have anything to say about it later.
There will be...
And generally, shouldn't that... I would suggest in the future, so like a year from, or 9 months from now,
uh-huh.
when couldn't we have gotten like a draft, something to review?
Mm-mm.
There's no
not
way... So when was it available for us to look at?
Monday.
Oh,
last
that was
Monday.
The first time we could have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
200 and... Fits on pages.
Yes,
so it's not casual reading.
Light reading, yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking at it before I came over here. It's colorful and
well,
intense.
I accidentally made the apt comment about this. I didn't know it was. I was thinking that we like missed the boat to comment on it or something.
It's generally like the latter 4 to 6 months. The second, you know, the second half of the fiscal year that
mm-hmm.
you're in is when you start. Is when they start the compilation, I guess, of the budget stuff. But in the fall, the budget office and administration is asking department heads to be really, you know, starting to put those firmer numbers together so that we have all these formats and forms to fill out to submit to the budget office come March-ish. And then all of April, pretty much, is March and April is like really, really assembling it, putting it together. But I can, there's a public comment period on it, and I'll find out for you when that is. It is important for you as citizens and taxpayers in the county to see the budget that's proposed and have the opportunity to comment on it publicly in front of the commissioners when the opportunity comes up. So let me find out when that is.
Another question, Rachel. We last month we had talked about pollinator weigh stations.
Yes.
Are you in, still in need of help on that? I know there was some conditional commitments made.
So I just did...
Some emails not responded to.
Yeah, those. No, it's okay. So I did hear back from Kim,
okay.
And she said Kim Bailey with the ESB and a tree board, and she told me that the pollinator plugs, basically the root balls that had already been established, that the tree board had purchased with CMLC, that were originally only available for planting within city limits, may be available for planting outside of city limits. And I just got that message yesterday.
Okay.
That, if that's the case, I did get some soil test kits from Farmer Extension Tuesday. So, you know, that could possibly be happening really, really soon still.
Okay. Yeah.
The quantity of stations that I was mentioning before is not going to happen. There is no way that's going to happen right now. There's just no way. But it can be a long-term plan, which is fine.
Sure.
And you're not supposed to plant until after Mother's Day because of the frost. Who would have thought? So I'll just shoot you guys a note.
That's fine.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Kim Baird on our committee, though, did help me do those planter boxes at the courthouse.
Oh, nice.
And I have some pictures I can show you, but I guess the bugs are finding them. I don't know, but... They look really nice.
Good. Good. Well, we're clearing up the community garden on Ash, and we want to put pollinators.
Yeah.
Pollinator plants over there. So if we can't get them through these programs, we'll just get them somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're selling them for from the tree board, but
we're bringing that garden back.
Good.
Great. And vouch for the blueberry house is going to be
So public comment for the budget is on the 18th. That May 18th meeting, it's a 9 a.m. meeting, and then, you know, there's a list of things they do, and then they have public comment that opens up. So sometime between 9 and 10 or 9 and 11, public comment will happen. So all I'm allowed to do, pass.
Alright. So the next thing...
I have my last HHW Household Hazardous Waste Collection and Paint Collection next Tuesday the 10th. HHW is at the Convenience Center and Paint Collection is at the Transfer Station. And this is, until the budget is passed, this is the last HHW for the year, until I know how things are going to go. So.
So the paint's at the Transfer Station, not at the Convenience Center?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it's $2 per gallon container, mm-hmm. Liquid paint only.
So basically the only thing we need to talk about today as far as decision wise is when do we meet again? You remember this has kind of been the topic of discussion each meeting this year as far as we want to wait for a meet the next month or do we want to extend it for any reason? Thoughts on that?
You could also go ahead and schedule it, and then based on how much we get done via email,
okay. We
could either have it or you could vote to cancel it ahead if you get enough done and there's just no need to meet.
The only reason I would see a need to meet would be if there's something or issues associated with the budget that we want to draft a letter and send to the commissioners for. Passed it at the end of June. Because all the volunteer work aside, I feel as counselors, more or less, to the council members, that the budget is like one of the major items that we have the opportunity to make our voice known to them on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like if there was a line item where we look at the year before and you see that greenways, which is something that we took up, was only 20% of the year before's budget for something,
right.
We could say...
Well, that's... I think a lot of the public comment is going to be more so coming from, like, a private citizen perspective than, like, an advisory committee perspective. Because from that angle, there isn't a line item that says, like, Greenway capital outlay dollars XYZ. There's not something like that. It's more broken down. I should have brought it with me, but it's more broken down by department. So it'll say, like, planning department, you know, staff, expenses, travel, blah, 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 blah. It's not going to be as specific.
There's no capital expenditures on there?
Yeah, there are capital expenditures, but there's not a green rights item. It's rooftop replacements, HVAC replacements, some parking lot stuff, and some other, like, major building stuff, but there's not...
Is there, like, a loan servicing plan? Because I know, generally, I know we're talking about greenways, but there's other things, that's usually, like, they take a loan out, and they're paying just a portion of the
right.
funds.
Yeah, we definitely do that for certain things, and there could also be some pieces in there that would go towards, like, a grant matching type thing. But I didn't see... I'll have to look again, but I didn't see anything specific. And it's hard to know, too, sometimes how things may come up. But you can look at it, and if you have questions, you know, let us know about it, and I can get them more specifically answered if there's something major that you want to comment on or that you feel like is missing. I want to know, you know, some background on it before the meeting on the 18th.
But what you were saying earlier is that if we wanted to have input into the budget, it begins in the fall. Each year, in prep for March and prep for...
Right, and I'm not sure how other advisory committees do that. I guess they go through their staff person, but most of the advisory committees don't have any kind of expenses and budget. So
what recommendations for expenses?
I mean, I can ask. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think my statement was unclear. In my view, a Henderson County Council member's main role, I mean, all the whoop-de-do about leadership and whatnot, that's one thing, but their actual role is divvying out dollars that are paid by taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And we are... below them, and we have their ear on these issues. So I feel like it is the underlying purpose of us being here is telling them how to spend money.
Mm-hmm. Suggesting.
So if they're going over the budget and it wasn't available until Monday,
mm-hmm.
and now we have a chance to look at it, like, maybe it's written in a way that we can't decipher, and there's no way we can give them any sort of counsel on how to spend the money and what they're doing, how it should be tweaked. But I mean, that's what they do. They decide how to spend the public's money, and we're giving them our opinions
right.
as these different councils or committees.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just in response to you saying it was maybe more of a public comment for individuals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Just like to answer your question, I don't know what level of involvement other advisory committees have on. You can find out.
Yeah,
that's implied. That's the word I'm looking for.
Sure.
As an advisory committee, it is implied that we should give them advice on how to spend the money because that is their
mm-hmm.
that is the purpose of being a council member, spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about some of the. Exercises we've gone through this year, particularly the letters of support, that's us as appointed committee members expressing to our commissioners in their board packets, and you know, granted there hasn't been any necessarily board action that we have requested, but just to convey our support for things like greenways and things like the Bell Park Trail, which I mean, it's not like they're coming to us and saying, okay, guys, what do you think about line item on page 2, you know, that kind of thing. But I think that's kind of a connection to the process. I mean, you could probably argue, is it, you know, how much of impact that, you know, that's... But I see that as one way for us to express what's important to us as appointed members, but also as residents of the community, of the county. We can take a look and see.
Yeah, it seems like we really need to see it first.
Yeah, take a look at it first and see. But I'll get some direction from administration on how that typically is supposed to go.
Okay. Sure.
And once you see it also, you'll have a better idea of kind of, you know, because a lot of it is, I mean, there's a fair amount of the budget every single year, and that's county, city, everybody, the administrative. So it's your staff, and it's your development, and, you know, the programs that you, as that entity, are obligated to provide for your citizens. And then there's other, you know, infrastructure and capital things that, you know, or like you're suggesting, are also being discussed. And those are, you know, the county also has a humongous obligation to pay for the county public school system. So that's a big portion, and also the community college. And, you know, so there's a variety of different things. And then there's things that come up during the year. Like, I don't know how the Part F grant for the Bell Park project, I don't know if that was something that they even knew about last year. And I have no idea, but take a look at it. I'll send you all the link, and it's a humongous PDF document that you can just look at online. And
can't wait to read.
It's enthralling. There are a lot of colors in it, though, so it's easier to
read. There you go.
We like
so
colors.
I mean, generally it sounds like it's not going to be a very fruitful exercise to go through this and try to do anything before they decide on a vote. However, in referencing like something like a member guide or like just data that we all use,
mm-hmm.
Are the past budgets that were approved, are those available to go data mine and like maybe build and see the way things are moving from year to year?
Oh, yeah. She's got years of budget stuff online.
Because maybe, you know, we look at it and we're aware of it and we can discuss it as a group and we can like figure out where the money's going and I don't know, have a more quantitative discussion.
Well, I think for some of the topics that are really relative to this committee, a lot of that's already happening within the planning department and with some of the other agencies and committees that John and Autumn from planning have pointed out, like the Transportation Committee and the Regional Metropolitan Planning Organization, and you know, a lot of the topics that they discuss are absolutely related to the environmental quality topics that you discuss. And there is, you know, the Transportation Advisory Committee, there's the Planning Board, there's the Zoning, you know, Adjustment Board. So there are other appointed committees, and then there's also other quasi-judicial committees where some of this more formal, you know, money moving from here and there to complete projects is actually going to be happening versus coming out of this committee, if that makes any sense. So there are other formal avenues where a lot of related topics are already being addressed, either financially or the support is there. So I'm not sure the level of involvement of taking a fine-tooth comb to some budget stuff is really going to be fruitful for this, for you to spend time on as a committee, basically, especially before the public comment period. But take a look at it and see, and there are years worth of data on the website, so if you have time to go through those and notice a pattern and want to make a graph, do let us know. But
I think all my comments are just based on a little bit of frustration with this committee's end goal. Like, we kind of talk about things and make recommendations, but, like, nothing's ever quantified.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, oh, a budget. Like, we could look at this. Like, you know, we said, hey, you should build the Aqua Law Greenway and extend it however many feet. We can come up with a number of that, and we could look at that number and see how it compares to other spending in the county. I just feel like everything that we're doing is soft, and the idea of looking at a budget seems like a more tangible mm-hmm. thing to me. And I understand what you're saying. They're getting input from other committees. And
you were doing the number part. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
But I guess the nature of this committee with other committees, and like the ESB, it's similar, is that you're advisory in nature.
Mm-hmm.
With all other citizen-appointed committees, you're advisory in nature to make recommendations. And it's at the discretion of the board. Even if I make a recommendation to the board as a staff person, they can be like, take it or leave it. So it's advisory in nature. And I think that's what the bylaws say, but And so I don't know, you know, from the soft discussions to like the hard facts of, you know, actually doing some comparisons with how feasible is something. I think that's more so the nature of the planning department or something like that, to where the staff resources and the money and the time is already there as a project for one of those people to do, in a way. That doesn't alleviate frustration. I'm just saying that's kind of how it's set up. And there are a lot of advisory committees. Mr. Rogers has probably been to a million of all of their meetings, too. So.
You've got a county commissioner that's assigned in his group. Start with him. Your budget process started in January. That's when he had first meeting. But Board of Parks and Recreation will do a lot of, what are you talking, you were asking about, it'll be in their budget. But Rachel, you might want to get a commissioner that's assigned to this group. Let them come down and answer some of the questions they've got. But your budget process is basically, I saw where the school yesterday decided they wanted another $600,000. That's late in process. But you've got a budget, it's $126 million. So there's a lot of stuff in there. But park and recreation is a big chunk of greenways, bike trails. But I would schedule the commissioner. I think it's Hawkins. It might be Hawkins. But each commissioner is assigned one of the advisory committees. And I get down and ask the questions, y'all answer.
I think the last commissioner that we had contact with last year to come was Commissioner Edney, and then he ended up not being able to come. And I'm not sure who the appointed committee is.
But one of the commissioners is assigned to this committee, so.
Yeah. And I think that's a great idea to have one of them here, but not right
and
now.
Tell them y'all are kind of wondering
when
you should get your foot in the door.
Sure. Maybe that's something we can build towards for our next term. Mm-hmm. Just maybe after the budget's been passed and say, okay, well, give us the landscape and ask some of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I mean, we also have a dedicated budget administrator, and we have administrative staff, and this is what they do as their full-time job. So, you know, if there are questions that I'm definitely not able to answer in that regard, because this is not what I do all the time, you know, we can have them come, too, if we can't get a commissioner to come, so. We can definitely, this, as far as I know, hasn't been an issue or a question from this type of committee yet, so I don't know how it's typically handled.
But you can get a hold of minutes of the Parks and Recreation and find out what they've got proposed.
Yeah, and we can also invite, you know, a liaison from any of these other appointed committees to our meetings. Or,
maybe what it is like the lack of follow-up. So, what was the last letter who wrote? Okay, for the CLMC, the Bell Park thing. So, is that in the budget? Like, will we know if our letter had an impact on any of them? And then prior to that, we wrote the letter on a couple of greenways. Mm-hmm. And did our letter have an impact on the coming year's budget? Like, mm-hmm. did they? It's kind of like it's like throwing it into the internet. It just goes out there and, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. The last I heard from CMLC on Bell Park was that the commissioners did vote to be the other participant on the grant application with CMLC, because I think Part F is part of a federal grant, as far as I understand. So that's moving forward. And your letter and the letter from the Tourism Development Authority and the letter from the Parks and Recreation Board, those absolutely made a huge impact, you know, in the decision to be able to be a partner from the county's perspective on that grant. The Greenway stuff, I have not heard anything about, even as a staff person, since we talked about it in December. I'm guessing it's just still kind of in the feasibility study phase. That's definitely a question for John, and I could even get him to answer that, maybe summarize it to you in an email. Or ask one of the planners to summarize that and send it out to you.
John Mitchell,
who's at the planning department under his realm. And then the Bee City thing was just, well, we know how that worked out. It's going mm-hmm. really well. So I mean, from my perspective and from coming onto the committee, you know, as the staff resource not terribly long ago, this committee has accomplished a lot of things in your almost a year of being together. Had a lot of really, really good productive conversation and gotten a lot of things done and really gotten your name as this collective body of people who can make good, you know, good comment on things, and after you've done really lots of good research and put that back out there to the other staff and commissioners, I know that they definitely recognize that. But I understand your perspective totally of seeing all of this work and labor go into something and then, you know, not hearing anything else or whatever, so.
Yeah, I would say that we have had some good team wins, but a lot of what we do is a long game approach, you know. It's kind of dripping, whether it's on the commissioners or dripping on staff, and, you know, they can choose to listen to us or not. I mean, that's their prerogative, so we have to keep on in the midst of that. But I do think if we've done a really good job asking...
Well, no, we don't. If they don't listen to us, mm-hmm. then we have the option to just quit.
Of course. Yeah.
So then we just go to either meeting once a quarter or just not at all. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like that's needed. It sounds like we're...
Things take time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if we continue to invite staff members from the city, the county, to come and speak to us, different agencies, I think we've done a good job hearing from many different people, and I think the idea of having a commissioner come talk to us, that's been an idea for a couple of years, and I think it's a great one because that helps us set the tone for what are we going to work on for the next 12 months, and we can use things like that and insights from the budget or the process involved to really, you know, get the most return on our investment of time. I think this is my second year on the committee, and I agree with Rachel, it's changed a lot, it's improved a lot. We've done a good job moving forward on topics, and I think meeting more regularly has helped that, but it's also been everybody's working together really well. And I think my hope is, and I've heard good things not only from Rachel but from others, is that we're doing good work. Keep on.
Well, it's hard too because you have to, and when you look at the budget, you'll see this. There are so many aspects and things that the commissioners are having to make very, very tough decisions about. And it's not that some of the things you discuss aren't important, but there are some really, really important, possibly life-threatening things, you know, for the community that they're also having to look at and weigh. And you just, you know, it's tough. I mean, they're in a very tough spot, and so it's hard to get to every little thing every single time you get a note or an ear from somebody about a topic. You know, there's just so many things happening, but you've really done a great job of being able to come up with this really great list of things to go through, and then all the things that you picked as topics, I mean, you've just hit every one of them on the head and been able to put a recommendation out there to the commissioners. And that's a lot of work, you know, for a group this size to be able to come to consensus on and do. And that's a great thing. So, but it doesn't mean that we couldn't try and have more communication with other departments or, you know, decision makers or things. If that's something that you feel like would help, we can definitely try to do that.
Personally, I like the idea of having some more discussion laterally among other advisory, because I think there's ways we could complement one another. Maybe they're doing research that is somewhat parallel to what we're looking at. It could be Greenway related or any of the other things we put up on the board a year ago, almost. That to me would be very interesting. Maybe there's something in there we can start plugging away on together, and I think the same is true with the cities. Some of the things the cities committees are working on as well. Cross-pollination, if you will. So what's the consensus on our next meeting. Do y'all want to go ahead and get something on the calendar? And then if we have, you know, folks who are traveling, what have you, we'll just call it.
It's better to get it on the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, is it going to happen?
All right. So we'll just go ahead and plan for a meeting.
June 2nd.
Sounds good. All right. That would give us an opportunity to look at that annual report, get you a draft before then, so we can take a look at it and go from there. It's probably advisable to Mr. Rogers' comment, if we're going to invite a commissioner, just give them a heads up early.
So you're asking basic questions.
Yeah.
That's people ask.
Yeah.
Because I think Dance already did that. She didn't she do that some time back? Mm-hmm.
That was when we were trying chairman. To, and Commissioner Enning was going to kind of cut it.
Right.
Again. So.
Sounds good.
What you're asking about might already be on the Board of Board of Recreation's want list. So.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sounds good. I entertain a motion to adjourn. Unless anybody has anything else for the good of the group?
Nope. Second.
All in favor? All right. Thanks, guys. See you next month.
Why not?
We're not. That's right. Depending on our attendance.
All yours?
Yeah.
I printed a couple.
I saved all of them.
Okay.
You guys kayak with Jack? So
yeah.
Nice.
I've made one specifically for.
You said you talked to Dave Hazard on the phone in person.
I saw him at lunch today.
Okay. Well, his office is broke.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in one of our
We're not. See, I have both of you right there.
It's in there to say that they're supposed to give us some direction, but that hasn't happened yet.